So, I sort of think of myself as being pretty ordinary. Sexually, that is. I have sex. I enjoy it, but haven't actually done anything really weird. I guess you could say that for the most part, when I have sex, it's been in bed. Same as most people, I'm assuming. But there is one thing that I do, and I do it a lot. Almost every morning, actually, when I go down into the tube for my commute to work, I put on my earphones and I listen to sexy audios. Actually, I listen to you. I sit there, or stand there, rocked by the movement of the carriage and try to keep my face from betraying me, betraying what I'm feeling. When I sit so close to a stranger and can hear the tinny sound of their music, I just hope and pray that they can't hear the moans on mine. I think I'm pretty good at keeping a poker face, but I'm sure I've got some odd looks now and then. Now, I don't know what it is about doing this that keeps me coming back. Part of it has got to be the escape. Listening to you, I'm not just crammed into the underground. I'm transported to some exciting scenario. Have I been naughty? Have I been naughty, Professor? Or what's this I can feel next to me in the bed? Much more fun than reading the morning newspaper or the metro. Makes the time fly by. But there's also the thrill of it, you know? Listening to you say all those naughty things to me. Making those noises and utterly surrounded by all those people. Knowing. Can they sense the heat coming from me? Can they see the glaze in my eyes as I lose myself in the fantasy? I feel so sexual, so desirable. Squeezing my thighs together when it gets too much. God, I get so turned on. And lately, I've been having this one particular fantasy. So, it all starts when I'm sitting on the side of the tube, heading to work as usual. I've got your voice in my ear and I'm turned on, of course. Just achingly horny. And I'm looking at the faces of the people sitting across from me, and sometimes I'll see a cute guy with his own earphones on, and just for a moment, I'll wonder if it's you. The voice that's given me so many orgasms makes me blush just a little bit in this fantasy. It is you, but somehow I just know it's you, and you're like me. You've been looking at the faces of people on the tube, just wondering if any of them are listening to you. And you know that I am, because our eyes meet. And it just gets so intense and we stare at each other. All the time I've got your voice in my ear, telling me how hot I am, how sexy you, how much you want me, and the things you want to do to me. And suddenly, I'm not just trying to hide it from the carriage anymore. I'm shifting in my seat a little bit, thighs pressing together. And I look right into the face and bite my lower lip, letting it slide out from under my teeth. And God, you look so hungrily back at me. It looks like you can barely keep yourself seated. I can just see your tongue wet your lips quickly. And at the same time, your voice is telling me how you want to taste me. Every inch of me. Our eyes flick to your hips. And I know you've seen me do the same thing, but I want to be heard. I want you to be hard. I want your cock to be straining against your trousers. Because of me. And it is, isn't it? You're watching me and you are hard. Just like I'm wet for you. How can I not be wet just hearing you? And then the train gets into a station, a busy one. And as people get off, we both stand up, but we're not getting off the train. We're just moving into one of those little alcoves between the seats and the door. As more and more people cram on, we get shoved together, my back against the glass and you looming over me. I look up at you, my lips are parted, and my hands come up, feeling you. I can't help myself, touching against your chest, your waist and hips. We don't kiss, but we are close to it. God, your presence overwhelms me. In my ears, you're fucking me face to face just like this. I'm listening to you in my ears, standing close to you, and there's a person sitting behind the glass, but that doesn't stop you from putting your hand on me, Ava. It strokes down my clothes. You want me, don't you? I want you. I can't help myself. Looking into your eyes, I press my palm against your crotch and, oh God, I feel how hard you are. Your cock bulging in my hand, gripping through the cloth. Oh, your lips are part and you make a noise. But all I hear are your growling moans as you fuck me in the audio. I want to touch you in time to them, stroking my hand up and down, trying to tuck through your trousers. Oh, you're so hard for me. And you grab my ass, roughly. My nipples are so hard. I'm sure they're poking through my top at this point. The train judders, knocking us together. In the audio, the position changes and you're ordering me onto my hands and knees. Oh God, you want to take me from behind. On the train, I oblige, twisting around against you, pressing my hands against the glass, looking at the people sitting in their morning commute, unaware. You take my hips, pull my ass against you. Oh, fuck your cock, shoving against my ass. I feel your breath against the back of my head as your growls increase in intensity in my air. Oh, you're fucking me so hard. Oh, the smack of your cock against my skin is audible. And then you grind against me, crease my clothes against. Oh, your hands sneak up between my legs, your fingers press against my crotch. Oh, I needed this, something to rub against. Oh, trapped between your cock and your fingers. I'm soaked through and I don't even care. Oh, grinding against you, oh God, that feels so good. Oh, your voice tells me you want me to come inside you. That you need my pussy wrapped. You need to feel my pussy wrapped around your cock as you come. Oh God, I want it so bad. I want you to grip me as tight as you are, to flood me with your cum. Please come for me. Oh, let me be the one you moan and growl for and come for. Oh, that girl, you're fucking so hard in your audios. Oh, you got me so hard and wet, and I want you to come for me. I'm so hungry and close. Oh, because I come for you so much. Every day your voice makes me come. I want to come for you. Oh, I'm ready. Oh, I want to come for you. And then the PA calls the name of my station and I snap back to reality. Oh, my panties are soaked. My pussy aching for their orgasm. The one I owe you now. Sitting in my seat with a whole day of work ahead of me. I'll see you the same time tomorrow morning then.